Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam, dear listeners. You are tuned to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf, bringing you a book each week. One problem we're all familiar with is the lack of understanding between one generation and another. This is called the generation gap and can lead to a lot of misunderstanding. The newer generation thinks their predecessors' wisdoms are no longer relevant, while the latter considers the former naive and disrespectful. A wise offspring will always respect his elders, but in many families where proper ethics has not been instilled, tension builds and things gradually get ugly. The generation gap is a serious issue that governments and families fret to tackle. It's important to make an understanding between the two generations so they can correctly communicate their wisdoms and expectations to each other. One generation is vehement about the future, while the other wants things to go carefully and correctly. One generation only wants to achieve the end quickly, regardless of all else, while the other begs for a path that is right, although it might not achieve the end quickly. Today, we talk about the generation gap. Stay tuned.
Assalamualaikum.
Hey, where's your kufi?
I have my regular hat, so I didn't think I needed it.
Get your kufi and put it on your head.
Yes, sir.
Your children.
They're Muslim children. He's a young man now.
The kids at school give them a hard enough time, Hassan. You're being too strict. You've been trying to create a carbon copy of yourself. And his needs, nor anybody else's, have come into play. It's been all about you. I don't know if I can do this anymore.
You know what it's all about? It's all about serving Allah to the best of our ability and the Quran.
And you know I believe that.
And if you believe that, your needs would come second.
You're listening to Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. Today's book is about the generation gap. It's called How to Bridge the Generation Gap by the great Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Taqi Hakim, one of the great contemporary scholars from Iraq. This book has been published by Ansarian Publications, which dedicates itself to translating valuable Islamic books and publishing them in English. This book is a comprehensive dialogue about the importance of religion between a son and a father, and that's basically how the book goes. A discussion, a very bold one, between a father and his son. The translator is Sayyid Hussein Alamdar, and the book comes in 78 pages. It first explains how to create an atmosphere for conversation. It talks about hospitality and appreciation, mistakes and apologies, the most sincere caring, the unmatchable love, a gift of Allah, the results of good behavior, the fruits of hard work, a good reputation and the family environment, and so many other subjects. We'll be back after a short break with an excerpt.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Bookshelf Broadcasting from Iran. We are reading an excerpt from the book How to Bridge the Generation Gap. I recommend today's book to parents and even the younger generation so they can understand the importance of their parents and grandparents. There's a lot to read in this book, but I'm going to read the introduction because I want to emphasize on the importance of elders leading the young, and the introduction achieves this beautifully. The younger generations possess pure hearts and spirits which are full of sensations, emotions, and enthusiasms. They are passing through the most sensitive and critical period of their lives and require guidance, support, and sympathy. A young person is like a nascent sapling, requiring the love protection of sincere, experienced, and wise gardener against the diseases and accidents. The famous Persian poet Sa'di says, "A young man is like an arrow, rigid, hard, and straight, but it requires a flexible and bending bow, which is like a wise old man, for the arrow to hit the target." The cultural maturity of a society, especially the Islamic one, is proportional to the importance it attaches towards the guidance, training, and continuous endeavors of its younger generations. Notwithstanding with the opinion of some people, in general, training is a very difficult task, especially the training of younger generations, which is complicated and contains various delicate points. The famous German philosopher Kant has defined the training of younger generation and the government of a country as the most difficult task in the world. Unfortunately, in today's industrial societies, parents, because of being surrounded by numerous mental involvements, do not have the opportunity to think or ponder about the aim, and days pass by speedily. Very often the days pass into nights, new days begin, and weeks and months pass by without parents finding suitable occasion to indulge into serious communication with their offsprings. So I think that the introduction is a very important part to read, but let's go in the middle, find somewhere else of the book and start reading that.
7 barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
There's a very nice chapter on mistakes and apologies, which I would like to read. This is what the father says. "My child, when you realize you have done somebody wrong or have treated him in a rude manner or with harsh words, you would ask for forgiveness. If you suspect you have been disrespectful to someone or when bumping into him, you would say, 'Excuse me, please,' in an apologetic tone. In short, you do your best to please others and keep their respect and be nice to them as soon as you realize you have offended them in the slightest way. But how is it that you would not say even one word of apology to your father and mother, even though you are certain you have disobeyed, belittled, and been rude to them? And won't you try to cherish those who reared and nourished you?" The child responds that, "I confess that I have been wrong, and now in the name of your child who is guilty of disobedience from head to toe, I beg your forgiveness." The book is trying to introduce an atmosphere for you when you can talk about your children, about the differences which you have. Okay, so you can get an idea of how this book is. If you missed today's program, don't worry. We were talking about the book How to Bridge the Generation Gap by Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Taqi al-Hakim, one of the great contemporary scholars from Iraq. You can download the book for free from al-islam.org. And if you missed the program, you can download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. From me and the whole team here on IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.